You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, I got to show you all this video of Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin talking directly after their very odd, disastrous press conference yesterday. Now, this video was intentionally leaked to the Russian public by Russian state media to try to paint a very intentional picture, a picture that shows total victory for Vladimir Putin and total defeat for Donald Trump. And listen, as an American who wants America to succeed, the sad reality is that's not far from the truth. Donald Trump walked away from this meeting completely empty-handed. Zero concessions, zero progress. We're back to square one, and all we did was legitimize Putin. Meanwhile, Putin walked away with videos of Trump clapping him, videos of him walking down the red carpet, being welcome in America. He can now go back to his country and say, listen, we were able to both invade countries, break international law, and still be welcome back in the United States and build business relationships. So it is a massive win for Putin. Never, like, not to mention the fact that he manipulated Trump during this meeting. We now have a bunch of clips of Trump after saying, oh, Putin told me that the country was dead a year ago, and now it's alive, which is the same exact wording that Trump has been using for the past 2 years. So Putin came in and just mirrored Trump's language back at him, and Trump was so incredibly flattered that he went on Fox News and aired it to the American masses. It's a sick propaganda pipeline, and honestly, that's why we exist. We exist to disrupt that pipeline, to punch back against the news. I got this comment from a Trump supporter one time. It was like, can this kid get off my feed? Where is my Fox News? And they tried to tag YouTube, like, YouTube, where is my Fox News? Nope, we are the news now. We are the truth. So make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below. And let's just talk about the immediate aftermath. Then we'll talk a little bit about this clip that was released by Kremlin.ru. So right after this meeting happened, everyone was shocked. Fox News hosts were shocked. It was very odd how they took zero questions. I have been trying not to call it a press conference because it's not. I don't even know what to call it. It's in some weird gray area that doesn't exist. But Governor Gavin Newsom's press office immediately released a tweet that was so brilliant, it had Fox News pissed off. So Fox News read Governor Newsom's tweet on air and said, this is so unhinged. Who the hell would ever post something like this? Who tweets like this? And let me read you the tweet because he's just making fun of Donald Trump. And this is the official press office account for Governor Newsom. It reads, Trump just fled the podium with Putin. No questions, nothing. Total low energy. The man looked like he'd just eaten three buckets of KFC with Vlad. Is he afraid the press will ask about me, America's favorite governor, and the fact I stole the cameras this week with the maps? Many people are saying he begged Putin to hold his hands tiny on the way out. Admit it, Donnie J. You're terrified because this was the worst week of your life because of me. Gavin C. Newsom, quote, the maps will end your presidency, retake Congress for the people, and expose your rigged little game. My perfect maps are more beautiful than anything in Trump Tower, which many say smells weird. At Stephen Chung, explain this disaster. Enjoy your flight home. Stephen Chung is one of Donald Trump's communications directors, and he was pissed last night. He responded to Fox News reporter Jackie Heinrich. You know, I'm sure you've seen this clip. I made a video about this Fox News reporter saying, that was weird. That was very weird. Stephen Chung goes, total fake news. Then Fox News jumps in and is forced to respond to Newsom. But notice how they call this style of rhetoric weird.
He guarantees that's just the bottom line in all of this. Gavin Newsom, meantime, posting this on X, Liz, using all capitals, of course, trying to mock Trump, use Trump style. He's been doing this for a while now. He says, quoting, Trump just fled the podium with Putin. No questions, nothing. Total low energy. The man looked like he'd just eaten three buckets of KFC with Vlad. Admit it, Donnie J, you're terrified because this was the worst week of your life because of me, Gavin C. Newsom. I think he's trying to be funny. I don't know what he's trying to do, but it comes across as childish. And you're the governor of the biggest state in the union. What are you doing?
Honestly, I feel like he's trying so hard to be Trump, but he's coming off like Kanye West. He seems absolutely insane.
It does not seem insane. How are they saying this with no shred of irony? He called it childish. She called it insane. But he's mocking, not just mocking, he's mirroring Trump's rhetoric perfectly. I agree, though. If you are in a huge position of power and you're making posts like this, maybe you should be looked at a little bit. And I'm referring to Donald Trump here, who has been making posts like this for the past 10 years. Isn't it hilarious seeing Fox News then drown in their own hypocrisy when you kind of like flip it back at them? All right, now let's check out this. The Kremlin leaked footage showing Trump fawning over Putin. The state-run international news network Russia Today put out behind-the-scenes video from Alaska that appeared to show President Donald Trump fawning over Vladimir Putin. The video shared by the Kremlin shows Trump and Putin standing together backstage, and let me break down why this was such a win. Quote, it's not hard to see why Putin left Anchorage satisfied. Images of Trump applauding as he walked down the red carpet were beamed back to Russia around the world. Quote, they spent 3 years telling everyone Russia was isolated, and today they saw the beautiful red carpet laid out for the Russian president, said Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova. For now, at least, Putin seems to have reset a relationship with Trump that had been splintering. But on the other side, Trump insisted that progress was made in a number of issues. When he was on the way to Alaska, Trump said to Fox, quote, I won't be happy if Putin doesn't agree to a ceasefire. But afterwards, Trump said he was happy. Quote, I think the meeting was a 10 out of 10, despite there being no concessions, no agreements. So he's going to spin it to as a win no matter what. Let's watch this clip of them, Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, right after they get off stage. Remember, Russian state media very intentionally released this. They even left the Kremlin.ru watermark on it. There's no audio, but in this video, you see Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, and a translator standing backstage talking immediately after the press conference. Vladimir Putin looks awfully short next to the translator. But it's interesting because Trump acted like he was strong, like he was standing up to Putin in any regard. He wasn't. This was one of the weakest displays of incompetence that I've seen in my entire life. Look at what Trump then brought back to the Fox News audience. He was literally sitting there, like, just fawning over Putin.
I love seeing this country be great again. And Vladimir said just a little while ago, he said, I've never seen anybody do so much so fast. He said, your country is, like, hot as a pistol. And a year ago, he thought it was dead. Everybody thought it was dead.
Who thought it was dead? I mean, during COVID, there was some rockiness, but that was because of you. That was under you. There was post-COVID inflation, but the country wasn't dead. Over the past 2 years, the economy has been recovering rapidly. There's still a lot of wealth inequality, but Biden kept a steady hand. Jerome Powell as well. He kept a steady hand, and he still is, despite Trump putting a lot of political pressure on him. I mean, now the country's dead. Trump had to fire the BLS commissioner and replace it with a new BLS commissioner because he didn't like the job numbers that came out. Donald Trump is tearing down all of our guardrails. The numbers that are coming out are terrible. And when Putin tells him the country was dead a year ago, that is Putin manipulating him. It's kind of scary that we have a president that's so damn easy to manipulate. Watch another clip of him bragging about being manipulated.
Look. You can't run a country that way. You know, Vladimir Putin said something, one of the most interesting things. He said, your election was rigged because you have mail-in voting. He said, mail-in voting every election. He said, no country has mail-in voting. It's impossible to have mail-in voting and have honest elections. And he said that to me. It was very interesting because we talked about 2020. He said, you won that election by so much. And that's how he got it. He said, and if you would have won, we wouldn't have had a war. You'd have all these millions of people alive now. And
I'm sorry, but this is making me really mad. Russian President Vladimir Putin is telling Donald Trump about how he would have won the election, but it was rigged. He's telling him about election interference, and Trump is eating it up and spitting it out to the American people. This is a huge humiliation. You know what the worst part is? A lot of my friends who don't really follow politics viewed this as a propaganda win. That's why we need to continue to punch back, because there was one clip of Donald Trump and Putin walking on the red carpet and fighter jets fly over. Right-wing media accounts clipped that one clip up and spread it out like wildfire. It was being boosted by bots all over to make it seem like Trump was strong And now people don't understand that that meeting shouldn't have even happened in the first place. If it did, Zelensky should have been there. Zelensky should have dictated the terms, not Putin, not Donald Trump. Putin should not even be spoken to until there is a ceasefire, until there is a cease in the current conflict on Putin's behalf. But, you know, the White House account posted pursuing peace, and I found this uniquely disgusting. How are you going to post a photo of Vladimir Putin and say pursuing peace? Vladimir Putin has no interest in peace, and he's not worth talking to. So I said, Putin is actively slaughtering civilians and children. He has invaded Ukraine multiple times. What a despicable post coming from the White House. This doesn't legitimize Putin. It delegitimizes us. Some MAGA friend I used to, you know, go to high school with. I haven't talked to him in years, but I used to go to high school with them. He slid up and he was like, oh, so you're anti-peace? What's wrong with peace? And this is just, it breaks my brain, honestly. I'm not anti-peace. You're going to start to notice something. Under the Trump administration, words that meant one thing begin to lose their definition. So what peace means to this administration is not what peace means to me. I think peace through strength is actually a very, very real concept, but peace through strength is giving Ukraine leverage, like arms and security guarantees and making sure we have their back with intelligence so that they are on an even playing field with Russia and then can negotiate. When you constantly remove our arms, you constantly remove everything that we're giving Ukraine, like intelligence, it loses them leverage, and then Putin is in a better position and can just wait it out. So Trump has lost them leverage time and time again, and that's not peace. That is taking us farther from peace. That is taking the pro-war position, because appeasement is pro-war. If we learn one thing from World War II, it's that appeasing a dictator is essentially the same as being pro-war at the end of the day. And I'll leave it there. If you appreciate these videos and you appreciate what I do, drop a like, subscribe. I will see you all in the next video. And peace out.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.